你的圣灵在我们当中哈。
不会。
所以感觉中间小组聚会的时候啊，你们可能没有那么多仪式，你们可以一直唱下去的。
And if you will have a small group meeting, you can sing a continue singing forever.
谢谢我们的小乐队，然后让我们的心来到上帝的面前，欢喜快乐。
And let's come to our Lord and rejoice in Him.
所以在感恩节哈，我们还是要回到感恩这样的一个圣经的一个重要的主题。
And gratitude is a significant theme in the Bible, especially for this Thanksgiving season.
基本上圣经上每本书哈都会谈到这个感恩的主题。
Almost every epistle in Scripture carries a message of thankfulness.
即使很多人他没有基督徒的信仰，但也他也知道感恩对人生有很多的益处。
Even though those without faith can easily recognize many benefits of gratitude.
所以诗人也可以写出很多的哈感恩的好文章。
And the world can produce many insightful writings on gratitude and thankfulness.
对，给人生重大的启迪哈。
And they offer profound inspiration for love.
感谢家人，感谢朋友啊，为你拥有的感恩，然后感谢上天给我赋予的各样的机会。
And expressing gratitude for family, friends, and what you have and opportunities you've been given.
虽然感恩这么美哈，但是我们要做个感恩的人确实很不容易。
Even though gratitude is beautiful, becoming a truly grateful person is not easy.
感恩不是我们天然的生命，那不是我而我们老我的生命呢，就是不容易感恩。
Gratitude is not something that comes naturally, or it's inherent in our old self.
当我们进入基督徒的时候，我们就知道感恩是新生命所结的果子。
And when we becoming a Christian, we know that it is a fruit of new life in Christ.
基督徒更有真理和圣灵的引领，让我们进入到这个感恩。
So Christians are guided by truth and empowered by the Holy Spirit are called to grow in gratitude.
所以今天我们还是要简单的看一下感恩的主题，我们如何在其中成长。
Today we will explore how to cultivate gratitude, especially. And learning how to be thankful in situations, different situations.
好，我们先来看哥罗西书二章六节。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7.
好像我这个遥控器不好使哈。我们先看哥罗西书二章六节的经文。
Let's see Colossians chapter 2, verse 6.
如果你看到，我们也可以大声一起来读哈。
Let's read together.
你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行，在他里边生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。我们低头来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你，愿你的圣灵带领我们下面的时间，主啊，你的话语来教导我们如何在我们的人生活出一个感恩的人生。
Dear Lord, we thank you and may you lead today's sermon and how, let us know how to lead a life of gratitude.
你与我们同在，带领我们下边的时间。
Be with us and be with us for the rest of today.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们先看哈，第一点，感恩的心哈，是基督徒成长的一个重要的标记。我们必须在其中成长。
The first of all, a grateful heart is a mark of Christian growth. We have to grow in it.
弟兄姐妹，你们有没有发现，在你刚信主的头两年哈，你很容易感恩。
Brothers, sisters, did you find out that when we first believe in the Lord, our heart are filled with gratitude?
但是随着我们的成长哈，我们会经历很多的艰难，我们的感恩的心似乎减弱了。
And however, as we grow in faith, we often face difficulties and challenges.
我们这周哈，讲这个读经计划中讲到启示录的二章二节，这里是这样说的。
And for from Revelation chapter 2, verse 2-4.
我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。
I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people.
你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
That you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false.
你也能忍耐，成为我的名，劳苦并不乏倦。
You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you have at first.
不知道你有没有发现哈，你起初的爱心没有了。你起初的感恩也就没有了。
Maybe you found out that when you lose your first love, your initial sense of gratitude often fades as well.
我们在信心的成长中得到一些很重要的忍耐、劳苦、不乏倦、分辨啊、真假。
In our journey of faith, we may gain many valuable traits, perseverance, hard work, tireless, and discernment between truth and falsehood.
但是一个很重要的方面我们离弃了，这里讲到爱心。
However, we may also forsake a crucial aspect, love.
那这个爱心呢，包括热情、怜悯和感恩。
This love includes passion, compassion, and gratitude.
我们坚韧的心有了，但是同时我们心的一面可能变得坚硬了。
Maybe we will develop a steadfast heart, we may also find it has grown hardened.
查看一个很简单的现实，就是
check into the reality that
同你几年前比较起来，你是否更感恩？
Compare with several years ago, whether or not you are more grateful now.
刚才我们读到的哥罗西书这里讲到，感谢的心也更增长了。
The Colossians says that abundance in thanksgiving.
所以这个ESV 的英文的版本就是这样的一个大量的存在。有很多。
This implies a overflowing abundance and lots of.
Yeah, 所以这个 NET 的版本，这个英文哈，就是更清楚，这是已经都溢出来了，甚至你都装不下了，你不得不说出来，你不说的话，别人都看出来你是个感恩的心。
This version of Bible and saying that it's a expressing the feeling of overflowing. You had to talk about it. You had to say it. You just can't hold it to yourself.
所以呢。这里让我们看到，当我们的信心坚固，我们成长的时候，这是基督徒生命成长的一个标记。
And this has become the mark of our spiritual life and become a mark of Christian maturity and spiritual growth.
所以这样的感恩心的成长是要在你遵主的命令而行，然后在它里边生根建造，信心坚固的结果。
This growth results from living in Christ, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith.
所以这个感恩的心哈，反映我们一个整个的属灵的成长状态。所以就启示录中主所责备的，我们不能偏科偏门，要全面的成长。
So a grateful heart reflects our overall spiritual state, as the Lord's rebuke in Revelation reminds us, we must avoid uneven growth. We need a real, well-rounded, and mature Christian life.
所以你会看出来哈，感恩的人他会更容易生出爱来。感恩的人，他没有抱怨，他没有苦读，没有论断，他往往是一颗单纯的心。
So you will see that grateful people are more likely to cultivate love. A grateful heart is free from complaints, bitterness, and judgment. It is a pure heart.
所以能在各种情况下感恩哈，这正是和我们的信心密切相关。所以我们需要刻意在感恩的心上关注和成长。
So be able to give thanks in all circumstances is closely tied to our faith.Therefore, we need to intentionally focus on and grow in having a heart of gratitude.
所以我们要来看第二点哈，如何在感恩的信心中成长，用你的信心来感恩。
So the second point is how to grow in the faith-filled gratitude and how to grow in that.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书这里的经文哈，十六节、十八节讲到，要常常喜乐，不住地祷告，凡事感恩。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we see here, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, giving thanks in all circumstances.
所以这里讲到这是神在基督里给我们的旨意、命令。
This is the will God gave us in Jesus, in Christ.
这样的凡事感恩，在每件事上感恩，要我们看到在所有的事上我们有个感恩的习惯。
Giving thanks in all things teaches us how to cultivate a habit of gratitude in every aspect of life.
然后你会发现，如果你在小事上感恩，我们的生命、生活就充满了快乐。
You will find out that being thankful even for small things can fill our lives with joy.
然后我们的生命就充满喜乐。
And our life will fill with joy.
我们看看我们可以有哪些感恩的哈。
Let's see what we can be thankful.
为一天的开始感恩。
We can be thankful for the start of the day.
有的人早起是很难的哈。
It might be difficult for someone to get up earlier.
为今天的工作成果感恩。
And we can be thankful for the fruit of today's work.
你一天很疲劳了，然后。为一天的结束来感恩。
We might be tired at the end of the day, but we can grateful for the end of the day.
然后到我们这个年龄哈，我们要特别的为我们的孩子和配偶来感恩。
At our age, especially, we can be thankful for our kids and for our spouse.
对，为他们的平安来感恩，为他们在每个微小的进步上感恩。
And grateful for their safety and for their every single small improvement they make.
你如果和一个人可以聊天，然后这样的享受的一段时间，你感恩享受这样的一个时间吗？
You have a chance to talk to someone and you can be thankful for a simple conversation with them and enjoy the time talking with them.
我们小组在一起查经团契哈，啊，很多有不同的观点，然后你会发现，借着破除层层的壁垒，我们看到人在这样的一个神的话语上微小的成长。
And during a Bible study and fellowship, we can be grateful for breaking through barriers and for witnessing the small steps of growth in others.
对，你为此感恩吗？
Are you grateful for that?
特别的哈，为你配偶的每个努力和服侍你来感恩。
Especially appreciate your spouse's efforts and act of service to you.
多点赞哈。
And give more praise.
这对你是有好处的哈。
It's good for you.
我想这是都是我们每个人学会的宝贵的功课。
And this is the lessons we all learn, a treasure lesson, valuable lessons we learn.
我们在家里学了功课，难道在教会不需要学功课吗？
And the lesson we learn at home, and we also can learn lesson from in the church.
常常为你的弟兄姐妹感恩。
And be grateful, thankful your brothers and sisters at church.
感恩生命就有他。
For being part of your life.
因为有他，你的生命更丰盛。
And because of their presence and your life, they can enriches you and their yeah.
虽然性情和意见不一样哈，但是有他，让我们的生命就不一样。
They might have different opinions, but these kind of differences offer a new perspectives.
是让你有更多的看见。
Offer you more perspectives and different.
所以在每天做的每件事上，找出感恩的点，找出永恒的意义。
And so in everything you do each day, find reasons to be thankful and discover the internal significance in it.
如果你在小事上不感谢主哈，也不容易在救恩的大事上来感谢我们的上帝。
If you cannot thank the Lord in small things, it will be difficult to truly thank Him for the great work of salvation.
凡事感恩，所以那意味着在苦难和不好的这个境遇下，我们可以感谢上帝。
So give thanks in all circumstances also means that be able to thank God in times of sufferings and unfavorable situations.
你的财务状态不好，没有钱，你可以感恩吗？
Can you still be thankful when you have no money?
特别你的身体状况很糟的时候，很痛苦的时候，你可以感恩吗？
If you are sick, can you give thanks during the illness?
所以总的来说，就是艰难的情况下，你会不会感恩？
Will you give thanks in the hardship?In times of hardship,
那现实的生活就是充满了苦难和难处。人生不如意事十有八九。
Real life is filled with sufferings and difficulties, and in life, most things don't go as we wish.
这个世界呢，它确实是一个令人沮丧的世界。
This world is indeed a discouraging place.
基督徒更明白，这个世界并非我的家园。在回家的路途当中，我们充满了艰难和挑战。
Christians understand even more that this world is not our home, and the journey back to our heavenly home is full of challenges.
当我们知道这个世上的世界的痛苦和苦难的时候，喜乐和感恩就尤其的重要。
When we recognize the pain of this lost world, and joy and gratitude become all the more important.
每一个服侍和努力拯救灵魂的人都会看到这个世界痛苦的灵魂的声音和呐喊。
Everyone who strives to serve and save souls will witness the groans and cries of this world's suffering souls.
这不仅是保罗看到的，更是我们的天父上帝他所看到的。
This is not only what Paul saw, but also what our Heavenly Father deeply understands.
他深深地知道我们的状况。
He knows deeply what we are facing.
所以在耶稣基督里，他向我们定下这样的旨意，就是要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
That is why in Christ Jesus, he has sent this will for us to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances.
就看起来是一个命令，但是更多的是因我们的天父，他爱我们，顾念我们。
It sounds a commandment, but it's because he loves us and he cares for us.
没有一位父亲愿意看到他的儿女在悲伤、抱怨、忧郁、不满中过日子。
No father wants to see his children living in sadness, complaining, and defection.
所以他定下了在这个痛苦的世界，我们的人生的心理的状态。
So he has determined our emotional state in the face of this painful life.
让我们在回家的路上可以刚强。
So that we may be strong on our journey back home.
然后你又感受到你生命的主，你的上帝对你的心理的这样的一个健康的关注吗？
Do you sense how much the Heavenly Father cares about the health of our hearts?
帖撒罗尼迦前书描写到哈，五章十四节描写到哈，勉励灰心的人扶助。软弱的人也要向众人忍耐。
First, Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 14 says that, and we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faith. Yeah, go ahead. Be patient with them. Sorry.
这样的基督徒生活他并不容易，他们又需要很努力，他们需要忍耐，他们劳苦的功夫都有。
Such a Christian life is not easy. They work hard, endure, and put in effort.
但是可能没有喜乐，
but
没有感。
But they may lack joy and gratitude.
那我们在教会进行服事的人，我们可以有可能进入到这样的一个误区。
Each one of us who are served in the church can experience this.
所以我们的生命的主借着保罗告诉我们，能忍耐劳苦很好，但是需要喜乐和感恩的心来调和。
That is why God, through Paul, tells us that you can endure and work hard, which is good, but you need a heart of joy and gratitude to bring a balance.
我们感恩节常唱的诗歌哈， 神未曾应许，天设长拦，花香常漫。
So there is a hymn we sound often during the Thanksgiving season. God never promised that the sky would always be blue and that the fragrance of flowers would always fill the air.
神未曾应许长情无雨长乐无痛苦。
God never promised that it would always be sunny without rain or there would be no pain or sorrow.
神未曾应许我们不负许多的重担。
God never promised that we would bear no heavy burdens.
神未曾应许平坦的大路让你任意驱驰。
God never promised a smooth easy road that we could drive freely.
但是你的天父上帝却应许生活有力，行路有亮光，做工得息，试炼得恩助，危难有赖，无限的体谅，不朽的爱。
But God did promise that strength for life, life for the journey, rest in our walk, grace in times of trial, help in times of danger, infinite understanding and immortal love.
所有人和事所临到的机会都有神的恩典。
Everyone and everything, every opportunity that comes our way is touched by God's grace.
神在掌权，无论是顺境和逆境，都有神的应许。
God is in control, for both prosperity and adversity. They are all have promise in God.
所以把我们的眼目牢牢地盯着我们生命的主，所以不要只盯着人的问题、世界的艰难，也不要只盯着环境。
And therefore, we must fix our eyes firmly on God, not just on human problems or difficulties of the world, and not only on our circumstances.
要发现我们的上帝在艰难中恩典的作为，在你的身上，在你的家庭，在你的弟兄姐妹上，请你有一颗感恩的心。
We should seek to see God's gracious work in the midst of hardship, in our own life, in our families, in the lives of our brothers and sisters. Then we will have a heart of gratitude.
神未曾应许把苦难和麻烦挪去，但是他应许他要与我们同在。
God never promised to take away sufferings and troubles. God's promise is that he will be with us.
并且他已经把最好的给了我们，就是他自己那宝贵的圣灵。
He had already given us the best himself, the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们在凡事上感恩，甚至这个世界上，在这件事上我没有看到任何的成果，甚至没有任何的好处的时候，我们仍可以感恩。
So we can be thankful even though we didn't see any outcomes, results, we still can be thankful and be in such a gratitude, we still have such gratitude.
所以这样的感恩就是我们在信心中的感恩。
So this gratitude is our gratitude in our faith.
然后我们的感恩要在信心中仰望主耶稣上成长。
So our gratitude can, should grow in our faith, in our faith in Christ Jesus.
然后我们来看第三点哈，在警醒中感恩。
The third point is growing and being watchful in gratitude.
因为你看这个哥罗西书四章二节就讲到，你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
So, let's read Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving.
所以当你想到警醒感恩的时候哈，那这样的一个英文的原意哈，中文的原意都有表达哈，就好像你打了一个冷战，意识到危机和危险的存在。
So being thankful, being watchful in gratitude, both in English and Chinese means that it's like a wake-up call, realizing the existence of a crisis.
所以那个意思说，当你再不感恩的时候，你就危险了。
It means that if you don't be grateful and not have no gratitude, you will be in danger.
然后那也意味着你要做一个特别的努力。
Which means also means that we must make a special effort.
省察你里边的心思意念，不要让你的情绪来掌控你，而是你要抓住它来改变。
And examine our thoughts and intentions, and to take hold of them, not be controlled by them.
你要是随着你的情绪，你就随着你老我的性情，你就是一个抱怨的人，不感恩的人。
If we follow our old nature and emotion, we'll be become a people with complaints and ungrateful.
所以大卫他怎么说呢？他说：“我的心呐、啊，你要称颂耶和华；凡在我里边的，也要称颂他的圣名。”
So that is why David said that, "Praise the Lord, my soul; all my inmost being, praise His holy name."
我的心呢，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
所以大卫知道他的这样的一个天性，他知道他不容易感恩，所以他要提醒自己，不可忘记上帝的一切恩惠。
So David, he deeply understood that his sinful nature, which makes it easiest to be unaware of and ungrateful for God's blessing.So he must remind himself to not forget all his benefits.
所以他实际在怎么说？他实际在命令自己，然后命令自己的心，不要让这样的一个苦读和抱怨任意妄为来掌控自己。
In fact, he commanded himself, commanded his heart, and did not let bitterness and complaints have free rein in him.
如果你是发现啊，你是一个喜欢抱怨的人，那就不要气馁。
If you find that you are someone who tends to complain, but do not be discouraged.
这个就是你老我的本相。
This is simply the nature of your old self.
承认我们自己是喜欢抱怨的人，就是一个感恩的开始。
Acknowledging that we are prone to complaining is the beginning of gratitude.
我们就开始警惕。
And this is when we start to become vigilant.
我可以从感恩中走出，从抱怨中走出来，你可以走出来的。
And we can go out of the complaining, and we can do it, and you also can do it.
所以能否感恩，它是一个属灵的征战，我们需要警醒，我们需要起来征战。
So the ability to be thankful is a spiritual battle. We need to be watchful and fight this battle.
那讲到感恩的时候，所以保罗在这里特别的讲到，你们要恒切祷告。
So when Paul speaks of gratitude, he said this, devote yourselves to prayer.
提撒罗尼前书那里讲到不住的祷告。
The first Thessalonians chapter 5, rejoice or pray continually.
所以我们看到啊，常常喜乐，凡事谢恩是同祷告紧密相关的。
So we see that rejoice always and giving thanks in all circumstances is connected with praying continually.
所以这样的人是常常来到主面前的。
And we constantly to come to God.
因为如果我们用自己的眼睛来看哈，我们就是惧怕，我们就是惧怕，我们就是担心。
And when we look through our own eyes, what we often see are discouragement, fear, and worry.
我 我们的儿女工作如何，他们的婚姻如何。
Worry about how are our children and our work.
父亲，父母年老了咋办？我年老了咋办
？What happened as my parents get old, or grow old, as myself grows old?
我的收入未来如何？退休金够不够？我的健康如何
？What about my future income? What about my pension? Pension? What about my health?
然后教会为何这么多问题？弟兄姐妹为什么这么多难处？
Why are there so many problems in the church? Why brothers and sisters facing so many difficulties?
但是当我们来到主的面前的时候，我们看到基督的荣美。
So when we are come before the Lord, we see the beauty of Christ, the presence of God.
我们看到上帝的同在，然后越过困难的一个个高山深谷，我们看到盼望上帝的应许。
And we also see the presence of God, and we are.We rise above the challenges of each mountain and valley. We see the hope, God's promise.
所以这个看见呢，就胜过你的沮丧，然后胜过你的现实，让你安慰得力量，然后经历主的同在。
So this vision surpasses our discouragement and the reality of circumstances, and bringing comfort and strength and allowing us to experience the Lord's presence.
我们看到上帝的灵，它可以改变你的心。然后当你与他面对面，在他的荣光下，我们看到他的恩典，然后我们由衷的发出感恩的赞美。
So we can see God's Spirit can change our hearts in face-to-face communion with Him. Under His glory, we see His grace and are moved to offer sincere thanksgiving.
在希伯来书十三章十五节讲到，我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神。这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
So in Hebrew chapter 13, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer for God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess His name.
生命所结的果子不好结。
The fruit of life is not easy to bear.
你要经过开垦，然后撒种，然后耕耘、浇灌、施肥、看顾，最后会长出果子来。
It requires cultivation, clearing, sowing, tilling, watering, fertilizing, and tending. Eventually, fruit will grow.
所以感恩，它是生命的果子，是圣灵所结的果子，是上帝的恩典。
So gratitude is the fruit of life, the fruit of spirit, and God's grace.
需要在同主的关系上成长，因为神他可以，他能够。
And it requires growth in our relationship with the Lord because God is able.
特别是在一个异常艰难的环境下，这样的果子就特别的美好。
Especially in an exceptionally difficult situation environment, the fruit is all the more beautiful.
所以我们就回到我们的结论哈。
That's coming to our conclusion.
我这样的感恩中，这样的一个人生哈，我讲的还是很短，主要我要提到两点，一个是在信心中的成长，一个在警醒中的成长。
We are talking about two things: grow in faith and grow in our vision. In our grow in our being watchful.
那诗篇一百一十六篇哈十二节就讲到哈，我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切的厚恩
？Psalm 116 says that, "What shall I return to the Lord for all His goodness to me?"
然后诗篇五十篇讲到，你们要以感谢为祭献与神，又要向至高者还你的愿。
Psalm 50 says that sacrifice, thank offering to God, fulfill your vows to the Most High.
我们的感谢，像献祭一样，是达到神的面前，他悦纳。
Our gratitude like a sacrifice and offer to God.
大家比我们。奉献哈，我们奉献财和物，如果我们奉献的时候我们会抱怨，那神是不喜悦的。但是如果我们怀着感恩的心，我们这样的一个态度，神就单单的喜悦。
If we offer or with complaining, God will not accept it. If we offer with gratitude, God will accept it with praise.
然后哥林多后书是怎么讲到的？并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Second Corinthians says that, and he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves but for him.
当我们成为基督徒，我们的今后的余生就是要以感恩的人生来回报我们生命的主。
And so when we become Christian, our life is to express our gratitude through our life and return it to our Lord.
你的动作存留，你的职场，你的家庭，你所有的一切都是为了感谢他而活。
Your family, your work, your life is for him.
所以基督徒的人生就是感恩的人生，来回应上帝对你的恩典，对你的拯救。
Our life is the response to the salvation from God, and is a sacrifice to him.
所以在这样的感恩的季节里哈，啊，我们要来反省我们如何有感恩的行动。所以我这里提了几个问题哈。
So in this season, we have to think about what is the practical action of our gratitude, and here's a several things we can.
对，看看你今年在感恩上有没有成长。
Thinking about whether or not have you grown in gratitude this year.
这个很容易看出来哈。然后在这个节日，全家聚集在一起，来一起分享感恩啊，我们上帝的事情。
We can see that easily. We can share our gratitude as we are the family get together.
啊，这是给我们的功课哈。
This is our homework.
全家聚在一起来分享神的感恩哈。
And when we can come together as a family to share God's work.
那对于我来说哈，每天的开始和结束操练感恩。
And for me, every single day we can practice gratitude.
我在晚上睡觉的前哈，我就感谢神。今天让我完成了我当做的，有好的有不好的哈，当然我感谢神。
So every day when I go to before I go to bed and I pray to God I be thankful to Him what has been done, what hasn't been done.
对我来说哈，早起对我来说就是挺痛苦的时候。我早晨就是头脑发晕。
Get up earlier is not easy for me.
但是我愿意在早晨就操练，一开始的时候。我们就是感谢神，来赞美神。
But every morning we practice that. The first thing we do is praise God, and we be thankful to God.
然后我觉得一个特别的操练哈，就是为你的难处来感恩。
Especially things when what we can do that we can be thankful, we can be grateful for the difficulties we have.
你的人生当中有什么难处
？And what kind of difficulties you have in your life?
甚至现在还没有看到结果。
And even though you didn't, you are not seeing any hope at this moment.
但相信主在掌权。
And you believe in that God is in control.
他会使用你的难处，让你得益。
And He will use your difficulties to benefit you.
他也会使用你的难处来祝福别人。
He also will use your difficulties to bless other people.
所以，作为我们教会的每一个同工，我们常常发现，我们经历的难处，现在当我们辅导别人的时候。我们有我们这样的经历，我们可以真正的安慰人，来帮助人。
So for co-workers of this church, we know that the difficulties we experience now can be a blessing we can use to comfort other people.
好了，我今天的信息就到这里。
And、
我们要低头来祷告。
Okay, let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你，因着你拯救我们。
Dear Lord, we thank you and we praise you because of your salvation.
所以感恩就是我们人生的一个很重要的主旋律。
Gratitude is the main thing of our life.
主啊，因为你喜悦我们这样的感恩，这样的来回应你。
Because you please our gratitude and our response to your love.
因为已经赐福，并且你要赐福，直到我们见你的日子。
You will bless us until the day we see your face.
所以你的圣灵必保守我们，带领我们进入这样的一个感恩的人生，让我们再不一样。
Holy Spirit be with us, lead us to this life of gratitude.
所以在今天这样的一个节日，主啊，我们再次把众弟兄姐妹交托在你的手上，
愿
你感恩的心满意我们的里边。
And in today, this season, we pray to you that you fill brothers and sisters' heart with the gratitude.
我们归荣耀于你。
Glorify your name.
并且在新的一年里，主啊，你要我们天天。活在这样的感恩当中。
In the new year, every single day, let us live in this kind of gratitude.
有个丰盛的、满意的、感恩的心。
We have an enriched and a satisfied and thankful heart.
好，我们就这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.